California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't just need millions and millions of dollars, he needs billions and a comeback of his own. The good times may be over in Sacramento as Schwarzenegger tries to fix the state's $14 billion budget deficit without raising taxes. Yesterday, the governor laid out some of his plans during a State of the State address to lawmakers, and we have more from NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
Governor Schwarzenegger was uncharacteristically somber as he described a California that is pretty much in the same shape as when he took over 5 years ago from a Democratic governor who was forced out by angry voters.
I said it back during the recall, and I say it again. We do not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Schwarzenegger insisted the California economy remains strong. The problem, he says, is that revenues are flat, but state spending increases are written into the law.
So for several years, we took actions to balance the budget as long as the economy was booming. For several years, we kept the budget wolf from the door, but the wolf is back.
The answer, says the governor, is an approach he's already tried, a constitutional amendment to tie state spending to revenues.
When revenues spike upwards, the amendment that I propose would not let us spend all of that money that rushes in when the economy is good. Instead, we would set some of that good year money aside for bad years.
Schwarzenegger acknowledged that in his first year as governor, he failed to get the Democratic-controlled legislature to pass a similar constitutional amendment. And 3 years ago, voters in a special election rejected another proposal to control the budget. Schwarzenegger says he knows budget cuts will be painful, but he said fiscal responsibility is a way of being compassionate towards the poor and elderly.
We cannot continue to put people through the binge and purge of our budget process. It is not fair. It is not reasonable. It's not in the best interest of anyone.
Details of the governor's proposed spending cuts will be officially unveiled Thursday, but he made it clear that he won't seek a tax hike. And that was exactly what Republican lawmakers wanted to hear. Michael Valines is the Assembly Republican Minority Leader.
Nobody is going knocking on Californians' door and saying, hey, we hear you're having a hard time, let us give you more money. So the state of California and the politicians can't turn around and say, we need you to give us taxes or help us. We have to live within our means.
But Democratic lawmakers say spending cuts alone won't balance California's budget. Senate President Pro Tem Don Parada says the governor also has to consider raising taxes.
I didn't come up here to decimate the things that have made California great. Education, care for the elderly, care for our children. We will have none of that. Can't cut $14 billion out of the budget and survive. We just can't.
Schwarzenegger still hopes to hold on to some of his big ideas, such as expanding health care coverage for millions of uninsured Californians. But he may have to take drastic steps to save money, like ordering early release for 20,000 low-risk prison inmates. The stage is set for some tough political bargaining this year, and with Democrats and Republicans dug in on opposite sides, Schwarzenegger will have to be the peacemaker. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Sacramento.